Today's National Hockey League skills competition will include contests to determine the fastest player in the league, as well as who has the most accurate shot. Tomorrow afternoon, two pickup teams made up of guys who've never in their lives had to whimper, pick me, will go at each other in the All-Star game. Joining me now from Raleigh, North Carolina, the site of that game is LA Times hockey writer Helene Elliott. Hi, Helene.
Hello, Bill.
If you ask people on the street to name one National Hockey League player, it's a guy who's not going to be at the All-Star game tomorrow. How much does Sidney Crosby's absence tarnish the affair?
I think Gary Bettman is weeping, frankly. I think they would have loved to have a Crosby versus Ovechkin kind of setup, because that seems to be the only players that matter in the NHL, kind of like the Red Sox and the Yankees in ESPN's TV schedule. It seems like the NHL only wants to show the Capitals and the Penguins. So I think Commissioner Bettman is very unhappy that Mr. Crosby can't be here. But we'll soldier on with the rest of the stars of this league and with a new format. And we'll see how that goes.
Mr. Crosby's absence, of course, is due to his still recovering from a concussion. Is the NHL getting more aware of this problem as the National Football League is?
It has been, and there's a new rule that was put in kind of hastily last season, and it's supposed to minimize blindside hits. But I think what it comes down to, if you talk to players, is there's got to be respect among the players, and there really isn't. That said, Crosby's concussion was not caused by a dirty hit, but many of these hits are, and the league has become more aware of it. The league is out to punish them, but I think there has to be some discussion and some soul-searching among the players themselves and say, look, you're going to take out the guy next to you with a dirty hit. You're going to change his life. You're going to deprive him of his livelihood. I mean, who gains by this?
Helene, you spoke about a new format, and that, as I understand it, is basically these teams have been determined by the old pickup format that we all are familiar with via playground play.
Exactly. And you know, I give the NHL credit for trying something new, because the NHL All-Star game has just become pretty much irrelevant, except to sponsors. You know, hockey, if there's no hitting, it's not a hockey game. And you're not going to get hitting in an All-Star game, except by accident. The game has really kind of lost a lot of its luster, unfortunately. And I give the league credit for trying something different. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, and I don't know that they will do it again next year. But I think this is kind of a testing ground, and I'm glad that they did it. I mean, they're trying to make the game relevant again, which is very difficult. And maybe this format works, maybe it doesn't, but at least they're trying something.
When you talk about the All-Star game losing some of its luster, I wonder if that's partly because it comes just a month or so after the Winter Classic, the outdoor hockey game that they stage each year, which has become pretty popular.
Absolutely. I think that the outdoor game has become more of the showcase, focal point moment of the half season. You know, the NHL has almost kind of killed its own All-Star game by creating that. And, you know, the Winter Classic is wonderful, and I covered the one in Wrigley Field, and it was just a terrific exercise. It was just a wonderful thing for the league to do. But the problem is just the very nature of it limits the number of places you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have it in a warm weather climate. I mean, I guess you can try with these new refrigeration units and things that they have. And technically, they could probably do it in the Rose Bowl if they wanted to. But you laugh.
I just think hockey in the Rose Bowl is, you know, what next? You know,
it could be done. The refrigeration ice making guru says it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
The problem is sun coming down. They would need some kind of canopy over the ice to prevent it from melting from sun exposure, but they could probably do it if they really wanted to try very hard. And I think it'd be cool, you know, with palm trees in the background instead of snow. I mean, come on. Have an open mind.
This is where I say they put a man on the moon. How come they can't play hockey in the Rose Bowl?
There you go. I like that.
All right, tell me about some of the players that you are looking forward to seeing in the skills competition today and in the All-Star game tomorrow.
Well, anytime you can watch Nicklas Lidström is a good day. I mean, the Red Wings defenseman is just the epitome of class, just an amazing hockey player, an amazing team captain, an amazing person in terms of just what he's been able to do for the Red Wings and help revive and keep that franchise's tradition going. And play at 40 years old at such an incredibly high skill level. I mean, I always love watching him. You know that the crowd here in Carolina is going to be really rooting for Eric Staal and for the rookie Jeff Skinner. And you know, it's always fun when the players get together and they decide they're going to try and outdo each other. You know, it's kind of a spontaneous thing. You can't really plan it. You know, some of them are showmen and the spirit will get to them, I'm sure.
Helene Elliott covers sports for the L.A. Times, and she's one of our all-stars here on Only a Game. She joined us from Raleigh, which is the site of the 2011 NHL All-Star Game. Thank you, Helene.
Thank you.